Welcome back to Sports Day SA, David Woody and KG. For Weeks, you can save $45,000 on your next home with Weeks Homes. And also Tyre Power, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer. Get the five-minute tyre safety check at your local Tyre Power. My next guest is part of the Scorchers. They are
flying.
Scorching the turf. Yeah, they are.
Flying.
7 points clear, and they've been home for weeks.
How tough would that be?
Well, you could take it two ways. You're with your mates for an extended holiday or...
Well, what about a married man with children?
Not family. Well, let's
exactly
ask
it. Right.
Next guest, a wonderful cricketer, part of the T20 World Cup, Ashton Agar. Ashton, thanks for your time. How tough has it been, or how have you sort of got by in the last few weeks?
Thanks for having me, guys. It's been a really interesting time. I think we've experienced nothing like it, to be honest. We're ducking and weaving COVID. We haven't been home in 5 weeks. We're flying in the cricket scheme of things, winning most of our games. So everyone, I think, is looking after each other as best as they can and keeping each other in the best headspace possible. So we're doing our best, mate.
You're playing great cricket. I mean, Mitch Marsh has missed a few when he went back with the Australian squad, and we see Colin Munro's out at the moment, safety protocol. Have you got many on that list, or you've been able to dodge a fair bit of that?
What's that? Have we got
with
many?
With the COVID, Colin Munro, wasn't he out for...
Yeah, obviously, Colin and Nick Hobson earlier on, we've had a couple guys, had some close contact. So, and I think that's kind of inevitable, to be fair, in the grand scheme of things. If you look at the percentages, particularly on the East Coast, we're doing pretty well to not have more going down, looking at most of the Big Bash side. So, you know, we're following those protocols pretty strictly and just doing our best in that space.
Exactly. Ashton, what about the comments of young Adam Zampa when he made the point that he's been thinking about giving up, he's sick of being locked up and he's not having fun? Just how tough has it been, for goodness sake, on the playing side of things?
Yeah, it's really hard. And you have to be really empathetic, I think, in these circumstances, because everyone deals with this stuff really differently.
Correct.
You know, Zamps has done up to 6 quarantines now. I've been in the same boat as that. And, you know, he's got a wife as well and a life outside of cricket, as I'm sure everyone does. So, like I said, it's a real individual case, and guys are going to feel how they feel when they're in a bubble for a long time and they've done it for almost 3 years now. So it's pretty full on.
How do you fill up the day when you're away for that long? If you're not playing that night, what do you do during the day?
Yeah, it all depends, I guess. If you've got training on, generally, now we're allowed to only hang out in groups of 3. So it's you go and get a takeaway coffee. It's all takeaway only now. You might go for a walk, watch a bit of Netflix. You play golf whenever you can. That's one of the best ones. But generally, try and socialise as much as you can and keep each other sane.
Gee, Ashton, looking at the Scorchers, as you said earlier, they are flying. Is this the best prepared team that's heading into the finals? You're playing super cricket.
Yeah, we're incredibly well prepared, and the credit has to go to our staff. You know, we've had staff who have been close contacts, have been a man down for most of the time. So they've thrown balls at us tirelessly, organised training sessions, given us days off when we need it. They're just basically letting the players kind of run the show, and I think that's really good. We've got quite an empowered playing group, a wonderful mix of experience now, and with that youthful flair that's coming into the games when guys are going down. So we've just adapted really well. I think we're priding ourselves on how well and quickly we're adapting to such an ever-changing circumstance.
You're a great side, Ashton, in the fact that if you only make 150, you'd still back the Scorchers to win. Your bowling's always and fielding's been so tight, and I know you're missing Richardson and Mitch Marsh as well, but that's been a strength for years, hasn't it, the bowling side of things?
It has been. I think it's been the hallmark of good Scorchers sides. We've been able to defend anything. You know, when you look at the list, though, you've got, you know, Berendorf, AJ Tyre, who's, always seems to be leading the wickets. Jai's not even playing. Peter Hatzigal and myself. Matt Kelly comes in and he's taking wickets for fun every game. So it's a deep attack. We all seem to complement each other pretty well. But it's something we enjoy doing, you know. Give us a low total and we kind of seem to rise to that occasion.
Unbelievable.
Can you just give us a snapshot on Mitch Marsh? KG and I were both...
What about the year he's had?
We thought we would have put him in ahead of Khawaja. That shows how wrong we were. Khawaja hits a couple hundreds. But you saw him close up in the in the T20, and you play with him, obviously. He hits the ball as hard as anybody I know, but he looks to be comfortable with his game now, Ashton. Like, we know the talent he's been for years. He just looks right. He's on right on top of his game.
Comfortable in his game and also comfortable in himself, I think. He's an absolute freak. Like, I mean, there's no one that hits the ball harder in world cricket, but we had a really good chat about it as a group, and Mitch spoke to us, and he's just said he's just nailed down his process, like, I guess, mentally. You know, day before a game, day of the game, he'll do the same thing. So he knows if his form goes up and down, he can just fall back on his processes and go out there, and allows him to play each ball individually as he sees fit. You know, he's not playing a few balls ahead, or he's not getting hung up on balls before that. So he seems to be in a very clear, beautiful headspace, and it's a joy to watch.
Must be a terrific guy too, because at times he's been under the pump and I think unfairly criticised because he's such an immense talent, but he seems to cop it on the chin and said, I'll go back and make runs and, you know, try again.
Yeah, he does. I mean, he's been one of the most heavily criticised players in Australian cricket, you know, and particularly now we're in an era where there's never been media like this. Players have never been this exposed or judged or commented on. And that's really tough work. So you have to credit, you know, his mental strength to get through all that, come out the other side and totally excel. I'm just really proud of him.
Now, Ashton, you've got a big game Friday night. You take on the Strikers at the Adelaide Oval. You play against your brother, Ed. That must be a good feeling to come back home and take on young Wes.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I was playing him, but I think he's got a little injury, so I'd be interested to see if he plays or not. You know, he didn't play the last game because he's been their best bowler for a couple of years now, to be honest, Wes, and he seems to get me out every time he bowls to me. So
I'd love that.
Maybe it's a good thing I don't have to face him. But, the Strikers are always a big challenge. I think playing at Adelaide Oval, you know, you've got short, square boundaries and probably the best batting wicket in the country. But that suits us. Like we said, our bowling's in hot form and the batters seem to be clearing the ropes really well. And we've played on a lot of grounds now with short, square boundaries, you know, Geelong, Marvel, even up in Coffs Harbour. So we'll back ourselves in.
Your short form game's outstanding. I mean, and you're in the game all the time. It must be nice to be able to bowl your overs, come in late, have a swing and also be part of the field, all three facets of the game. But you've had an outstanding year yourself.
Thanks. Yeah, I guess batting-wise, it's a really tough position to bat, to be fair. It's probably the hardest position because you've got to come in and try and clear the ropes straight away, and that's a really good chance you get out for not much. And, you know, but if you do, you've just kind of done your job. You know, if you do do a good job, you've done your job. So, but I think growing up, that's always the way I've enjoyed playing my cricket. I think going in, being aggressive and being in the game all the time, you know, trying to be as good as I can at every facet of the game. I've never considered myself a batter, bowler. I just like to look at it, you know, on the day, whatever I do best. I guess that's what I am.
Is your greatest rivalry the Sixers? I mean, I think your two teams have been the outstanding ones for over the course of the BBL. Are they your greatest rival?
You could say that. I think, yeah, over the course of the Big Bash, they've probably been our toughest opponents. We've probably had the toughest battles against those guys, and yeah, I would say so. We've had a lot of big games against them, be it finals, semi-finals, close round games. It's always been an epic fight. You know, we've got the better of them so far this year, but you know, come finals time, I'm sure we'll come up against them and we'll have to bring our A game, no doubt.
There's been some big hitters. Dermot back-to-back hundreds, Joe Clark starting to hit him over the ropes quite regularly. Munro's had a pretty... There's some big boys out there that can clear the fence.
There are. It's a pretty intimidating task, I guess. You know, there's a lot of guys who can clear the ropes really easily and they've got all the shots. But that's probably one of the funnest parts about it now. I've been around for a bit now and I love that challenge and it's not daunting anymore. I think a few years ago that was pretty daunting. But now it's about, well, you just got to think about your next ball, how you can get them out and how you can make a really positive impact for your side.
I think it's great that Cage mentioned Wes. You both yourself look like you just love your cricket. Yeah. You play it in good spirit. You always got a smile on your face, whatever happens. And wish you well this weekend. Not too much luck, Ashton, but keep up the good work. You're going really well.
Good on you, Ashton.
Thanks a lot, guys. Really appreciate it.
Ashton Agar.
He's a good cricketer.
99 on debut.
He's a good cricketer. Good cricketer.
At number 11, Coach.
Yeah, I know. I'll never forget that.
No one's ever made a ton. No. Batted with the late Phil Hughes. Great
innings. That's right, he did too.
Wonderful innings.
I can't see any side coming close to the Scorchers.
At full strength.
At full strength, they bolt in.
Maybe the Sixers, but yeah, I'm with you.
I don't think so.
Ashton Agar there for Lumo SA, Aussie-owned with energy plans and great local rewards made for Adelaide.